So Morris and Chris, you're both very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Amber. Lovely to be here.
Delighted to have you both. So, Morris, I'm going to start off with yourself and animation. It seems to be just growing and growing, the whole industry, the whole sector. So tell me, I suppose, a little bit about what's happening at the moment and why there has been such a surge, I suppose, in recent years.
Right, yeah, there is so much going on. I suppose, first of all, to mention, you know, we had John Kelly's retirement plan actually up for an Oscar this year. That was just an amazing achievement. And for us, it was quite exciting too, because John was our winner at Animation Dingle and we're an Oscar qualifying festival. So for us to have a winner go all the way to the final five is extraordinary, you know. But in terms of features then, like Cartoon Saloon, like Tom Moore has a brand new film coming later called Kindred Spirits. It looks like a beautiful story. And you've got another feature in the make at the moment, Outfoxed by Monster Entertainment. Louise Bagnall, also from Cartoon, is another feature on the way, Julianne. And then on TV, you know, there's an excellent Schools Out programme by RT that Chris is very much part of. And I think there's something that's happening, I suppose, Amber, is that there's great opportunities to help filmmakers and animators here in this country with supports, you know, and especially through Screen Ireland programmes, RTE, TG Cahir, now the National Talent of Animation Academy. They're all supporting who's coming up and people that need help to get work out there. I guess we have the quality. There's just incredible talent in the country.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear. It's brilliant. And it sounds like it's quite an exciting time to be involved in animation as well, Morris. As you mentioned there, I suppose we're seeing very prominent works going as far as the Oscars as well and getting nominated and getting shortlisted there. So it's an exciting time for the whole area, I can imagine.
It is. And like, you know, as somebody who organises a festival and programmes, like the new talents coming through all the time is very, very exciting. I think that's what keeps the whole thing going. With some wonderful colleges and universities here with animation degree programmes. Like, we have winners this year at the festival. Two ladies co-directed a short film called Annam. They're Alva Ferran, who's actually from Kerry, and Mirren Mulvihill. It's just the most beautiful short film. Like, it's just like a perfect piece of work. You know, you watch it, it just does everything you would expect, you would want from a film. And they actually won 7 awards, like, across our awards this year at Animation Dingle, which has never been done before. I think the highest was 4 wins by a student. But it's just an amazing piece of work. And I was in Brussels just last month. I was invited there to show professional work coming out of the country at the Brussels International Film Festival. And I actually brought their film as well, even though they were students, because the quality was just so wonderful and the work is just such an amazing piece for everyone to experience. But yeah, it is an exciting time. And if you're part of animation right now, it's a wonderful sector to be in because it's just so creative. It's just bubbling away in a lovely place. And you have the choice, if you're an animator, to go into so many areas, whether it's making film, games, special effects, you know, you name it, there's a lot of openings for you.
Absolutely, there certainly is. And I want to talk about that in a little bit more detail in a moment. But first of all, I want to bring you in, Chris, because obviously you're heavily involved in the whole area as well. So, and as Mara said, it is quite an exciting time. So tell us a small bit about the work that you do.
So at the moment, well, I'm working across feature film. I got my first feature film greenlit last year, the end of last year. So we're currently in production on that. I can't actually say much about it because there's a lot of NDAs, but it's known that it's with the guys that do Paw Patrol Spin Master, a great toy company called Spin Master. So we're in production at the moment on that. I'm also working on another Irish brand called Teddy Bears, which is phenomenal. It won the Toy Collectible of the Year. And now I'm currently in production on season 1 of a YouTube series with that. And we're writing a feature film at the moment as well for it. So, yeah, kept going with that. Then I have another little idea that I'm working on called The Powers, about an Irish family of really rubbish supervillains. That's going on at the moment. But as Morris kind of touched on there as well, I think, like, the one thing I'd say about the industry, it's more of a really, really organized community that's just super smart and great storytellers. Like, I think that's one thing that I noticed about Dingle is, Morris, it's almost like we're just one big giant storytelling family in a way, the animation industry. And it's You know, I think from the outside, I know people that come from all over the world look at the Irish industry with kind of envy, in that we're mostly friends. Everybody knows each other. It's such a welcoming kind of, it's a community. I would call it a community rather than an industry, even though it is. We're very, very good at what we do, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's great to hear. And I know Maurice was touching on it there as well, but there are so many different job opportunities, I think, when it comes to the world of animation, Chris. So can you talk us through maybe some of the possibilities that are out there maybe, or how you, I suppose, got to where you are today, or even yourself?
Well, the landscape's changing. Like, it's changed very much in the last like 10, 15 years. Nowadays, you've got like, you know, you don't only have like so many amazing tools at your disposal to go and make your own content. You also have like the greatest platform in the world in YouTube to go and distribute your content. So the one thing that I keep saying to the younger generation that are coming up right now is like, just go make it. Like, go find your audience. They're out there waiting for you. And I think it's really, really inspiring for me when I go to Dingle and see the young storytellers kind of like finding their way and finding their voices and having a platform to do that, where as before it was kind of like, you know, you would be having to deal with broadcasters, and not saying that you still don't do that. I mean, like, there is serious business to be done from a broadcast perspective, but at the same time, they have the option to go out there and like kind of really tell their stories, you know? So there's amazing opportunities. I mean, I think, like, you know, there's the traditional route of going into studios, and whether you're an animator, a storyboard artist, a background artist, special effects, there's so many different jobs and roles. And it really is a village. Like, it takes a village to make a show or to make a movie. So yeah, there's lots of hands touching it along the way. So yeah, there's great opportunities, I think. But there's also different plans there. You can go plan B and do your own way.
Yeah, which is lovely as well. It's fantastic. And Maurice, I want to talk to you a little bit about that as well, because obviously you organise Animation Dingle, and it's a huge event, and it attracts really big names, especially the last couple of years as well. We're seeing, you know, there's such an interest in animation. I think it's really taken off, and it's lovely to see it. But as Chris outlined there, there's so many different avenues open to people that might be interested, but maybe don't know how to take that first step into getting involved in animation, or, you know, where should they turn to? So what advice would you have for those people that are listening maybe and think it might be a career for them, but maybe just aren't 100% sure how to go about it, maybe?
Well, yeah, definitely visit Animation Dingle. Like Chris said, he's right. It is a community. It is one big community. And we had a theme this year called Connected by Stories. And I think it was a perfect theme this year, like the fact that we are all connected and we are all trying to tell a story. And if you feel you are a storyteller, like for me, and what we're trying to do in Animation Dingle is get down to the source the whole time. And this year, with Shame Satira, National Folk Theatre, and Lena Byrne, who Chris knows well and has worked with her, she's also from Dublin, D11 is her studio. She came down and we worked with Lena and two students from MTU, Canadian students actually, and 350 small children, you know, primary school children, in the audience and helping them to see that they are a creative. If they have stories in their head, they can just bring them out in different ways. They don't necessarily have to be able to draw them, you know, but it's about the idea of being able to express yourself and learning that really early on in life at primary school level. And with our Young Animator of the Year, if you're in secondary school, we have an opening there for you, where, and we're supported by Disney on this project, where we try and find the Young Animator of the Year. It's very much like a TY project, but it can go all the way to first year in university. And again, it's like we give them the opportunity to make a short animated film with our theme. And Disney get to look at that. And we bring them in and they actually open the conference. We give that award to a young teenager between 16 and 18 years of age at the opening of the conference to kind of show, you know, this is the new talent coming up. You know, this is the somebody that's worth taking note of. But after that, I mean, there's obviously some great university courses, and here in Kerry, like there's a degree course there up in MTU in animation, and many of the other regional universities around the country, there's a lot of them now doing animation. So there's a lot of openings for young people.
Yeah, there certainly is. And I suppose, Maurice, tying in with the festival as well, it's a massive event and it generates a significant amount of income for the West Kerry area, but for the county as a whole, I think, as well. From a tourism point of view, how important is the festival to the county?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, I can give you so many anecdotal stories. There's one year with this beautiful event, one year where we brought a number of journalists over. It's going back a bit now. It was actually Song of the Sea, and we had a premiere screening of it. We brought in journalists from the UK, and we brought in a lot of, as we do, producers and broadcasters and that. But we brought them out onto Dingle Bay, and we had a sunset reception, and Fungi was there at the time jumping in the water. And it was just an amazing event. And we came back and we had local produce and we ate. And a particular producer came up to me at the time and he said, you know, he had his stag planned for, I don't know where in Europe he was going to go, but he changed all his plans and brought his friends to Dingle instead later that year because he was so won over. But with people returning now, Amber, for decades, like I'm actually doing this 32 years and Animation Dingle itself at 14 years. But across the film festivals I've had and the animation festivals, the individuals that come back year in, year out and bring their families and their partners, like it's incredible. And I often get these emails, I'm coming back with my wife, I'm coming back with my family. What can you suggest? And myself and my wife, Catherine, who's really good at this, better than me maybe, writing these emails back, giving them a kind of a route around Kerry and our suggestions and some links to different nice B&Bs and hotels and experiences that they can book into, you know. So I think it's worth a lot. I mean, financially, we've never done a proper study. There was a great study done by Eleanor Doyle in UCC recently for West Cork and three festivals, the Literature Chamber and Traditional down there. 7.5 million they were worth to West Kerry, three of those festivals. And I know we're in the millions within Animation Dingle. We must do a correct study to see, but it's certainly worth a couple of million our weekend itself as it takes place. But then, as you say, the longer picture, year in, year out, people coming back and the word getting out there. And I think the word is Dingle, and that's what we, you know, inadvertently sell, right? And when I go abroad to festivals like Turin and Annecy or Cannes, people talk to me in the same way. We want to go to Dingle. And when they say that in relation to Animation Dingle, but it's now known as a destination. People refer to it as Dingle, and you know you've hit the mark when they're just referring to it as a destination in the same way as they do for Cannes and Annecy, you know. So I think that's the level we're at. It's an international event drawing in many, many people.
That's fantastic to hear. It's absolutely brilliant. Just before we finish up, Chris, I want to bring you back in because Mara spoke there a few moments ago about the new talent, I suppose. As we look to the future now, are you confident that the industry will continue to grow, I suppose, with that new talent that's emerging?
Oh, without a doubt. Look, the funny thing about Dingle is, and it is magical, as Morris touched on, like we're all locked into this one little place and nobody can escape each other for like, you know, 3 or 4 days. And it feels just like an animation retreat, but like it's global. And the kids don't realize as well, like, you know, when we originally started this, Morris, if I'm right, we thought like there was a gap in the market that like, you know, I used to work in Jam Media, so I was involved a lot more at the time. We were looking at it going like, but there's such barriers up for students these days. So Dingle was like this phenomenal that came along that pulled down these barriers and made it all focused on the youth and focused on the next generation. And I think we're starting to see, like now, Morris, you'll even agree, like some of the talent that's coming through and has like bigger jobs now in the industry is amazing. Like, so it's in good hands. I mean, it's just about like keeping it going and kind of, I think, growing it. And it's just a phenomenal kind of an event that happens in the animation space that's not a market, but it's so rewarding for even, I don't know, my generation of filmmakers or storytellers. We're getting as much from the younger people as they're getting from us. So it's kind of like a reciprocal kind of, we have this wheel rolling now. And it's, this year was amazing. I mean, the amount of people that have written to me over the last couple of weeks, Morris, just saying, oh my God, how magical was Dingle this year? You know, and it just has that warm feeling. And I think it is because, you know, there is an open invitation to people and a warmth, and only good can come from it. Do you know what I mean? It feels that way at the moment.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear. And it sounds like from what you're both saying that there'll be continued growth and success in the area as well in terms of animation, I suppose, the opportunities that are there for people. But I want to thank you both for joining me on the show this evening because it's been lovely to talk to you both and to hear, I suppose, about the different opportunities out there.
Thanks very much, Amber. Really appreciate it. Thank you.